Blog Talk Radio.
Hurry, little children, run this way. I have got a feast that day.
You're listening to Freedom Talk Radio. We're dealing with the real issues because the children shouldn't have to run away. We're exposing the escalating nightmare and ignorance of child safety and abuse. Have you any serious issues with satanic abuse, organized paedophilia, abuse in power and parliament, victim blaming, exploitation and intimidation, parental alienation, reporting the authorities for abuse, whistleblowers, police, social workers, child sexual imagery, co-parenting with an abuser, a family member as an abuser? We'd like to hear from you. You can email us securely on freedomtalkradio2013@gmail.com, freedomtalkradio.co.uk. The children need us.
Well, you can bump and grind, even go for your mind. Well, you can twist and shout, let it all hang out. But you won't fool the children of the revolution.
There we go, that was Children of the Revolution. I like that opening track. That meant to be playing automatic, but it didn't. You're listening to Andy Peacher live on the Freedom Talk Radio Network. We're going to try and find out a regular slot soon. But for now, we're doing these mini shows where we've judged Steve Curry when he comes on the line, Troy Matheson of Global Sovereign Alliance, and the Stash from the Blue Wizard Zone. Stash, I've said this before, I don't know where you're from. You know, I'm Judge Curry's from Commercial Leans, I'm from Freedom, and Stash is just from Stashland. Or, yeah, it's hard to.
I'm from the world.
Stash is from the world, and Facebook.com has got the Global Sovereign Alliance Facebook page, and Judge Steve Curry's web page is www.4cd.org, and of course you can now get the Facebook page of mine that I set up today, because there's not many people doing it. I've Commercial Leans. Just type in Commercial Leans in Facebook and you'll find that, and we'll put any other information, reference the Global Sovereign Alliance or any other solution in common law to keep these people off our backs. So, as Judge Curry's not here at the moment, tell us all about the Global Sovereign Alliance then, Troy. And you did tell me briefly, what is the difference between this and all the other projects you've worked with?
Well, the Global Sovereign Alliance was established to bring experts in virtually all walks of human endeavor together to provide effective solutions toward manifesting a better world for all. So previous projects I was involved with were kind of focused on this other thing. They didn't really have quite the scope of I was looking for. I wanted to interface with virtually anyone and everyone that I knew of or actually knew that was working to affect change in basically everything. I mean, the socioeconomic models, the political models, the, you know, law and governance models, corporate structure, all of that kind of stuff. And as it turns out, there's a lot of people on Earth right now trying to figure out how we can reset and start over with a much better system for everyone. And that was pretty much the intent behind establishing the Global Sovereign Alliance and begin the process of networking with other experts around the globe, whether they work in, you know, aquaponics, clear out to health and wellness, bioarchitecture, quantum permaculture, all of these types of things. I just wanted to have a solid network, almost like a clearinghouse, where anyone trying to find out what's happening where, whether it's building new types of communities or trying new gardening techniques to raise, you know, holistic, 100% naturally organic food types, how to bring technologies together to do things like water purification, air and soil rejuvenation, those types of things is really what we're trying to do, almost like as a glue or a bonding agent with all of these other entities out there through the Global Sovereign Alliance.
So it's like an all-round fix, a blue, I keep saying the blue, sorry. Stash can fill us in a bit more in a minute as well, and what he thinks to your project at the moment. And it's like an all-round sort of solution. And, you know, you're not just fixing the law, the people, you're fixing how they get their water and so on. I remember, actually, some guy told me there's this water purification system. It's almost natural to do it. It's penniless or centless. It doesn't cost a lot of money to buy, and you can literally reproduce your own water that's clear and pure, and the governments are so against it because, obviously, you're taking away money from their revenue. I don't know what it's called now, but I was really interested in doing something like that.
Yeah, you know, the sad truth is that you could name virtually any nation, and honestly, there is no true government. What we think of as government is actually a bunch of private corporations who are acting as if their policies apply to everyone. And so what they do is they go out there and find people who they think they can victimize, who are not in compliance with that legal fiction's policy, and cause them form of injury for, let's call it, personal gains. So when you look at, for example, what's going on with courts are there to supposedly provide restitution or redress of grievance in claims of injury. But what really they're about in the world today is how much money can we raise for some legal fiction. And so what we're doing in this world today is we're all being haunted by these ghosts. There's two of them that are killing everything, not just the human experience, but those two entities are the body politic and the body corporate. And so what we have in the world today is a case where fictions are ruling over matters of fact. And that is something we have to turn on its head and put an effective stop to. So,
can I ask a silly question, Troy, before you carry on? Courts, you know, do you think they call the courts because you're literally playing tennis with each other, in the courts?
It's more like about courtship. You know, when you're talking about any kind of transaction, it involves interfacing. And so when most people think of court, they think of some building somewhere, you know. Really what's happening is a solicitor is courting you with the intent of gaining through your sacrifice, if that makes sense. So think of it as a courtship more than a building somewhere that has a name.
Right.
So when you end up in court, really what the court is you're the court. You're being solicited, basically, to engage in a tainder or some kind of contract so that you can be what these administrator types would call legal injury. You know, they get to cause you injury through the legal system because they have no honor for the law. You know, they call the legal system the law, and it is not. A legal system is nothing more than policies of the various agencies that form these policies, the agents of these agencies going out and enforcing these policies that benefits that legal fiction or that corporate entity.
Well, Sash, you got anything to contribute? And hello to Bart, by the way. Bart, we'll call him by his first name. I call him Bart. I think his name is Bartholomew. He's a great guy, and just coincidentally only lives near me. And he's been doing the commercial liens, and he's very keen to meet Judge Curry, who will be on in the next show at 1 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. London, because he's got a couple of things to do. And we're calling Bart, like I said, and we're going to meet on Tuesday, because I'm coming back home Tuesday after visiting my wife. And, you know, how all these people around the world got all their skills, but it's only by chance you actually meet them and then link it all up. Because as we know, sorry, Stash, I'm going to bring a couple of updates. As we know, from a commercial lien point of view in the courts, or not putting them in court, whichever way you want to do it, we've had people arrested and put into mental health institutions, both in Northern Ireland with Patrick Coyle. He's now on the run, effectively, as a missing person. He's safe and well. And then we've got Wendy Green from the USA, a friend of Judge Curry's, who, again, she went into court with these commercial liens and their sections under the Mental Health Act. So, you know, they're trying to keep these commercial liens away, and I think the more they try and keep them away, more people will be curious about them. Anyway, Sash, carry on my phone.
Oh, well, that was a good update. Just on this ticket thing, you know, I mean, on the court thing, if you look at a ticket that a traffic officer is trying to hand you, they really are nothing more than an invitation to contract with the court. And when you sign it, you're saying, yes, I'm entering into this contract and I submit myself to your jurisdiction. So that's why a lot of people sign them, like in the United States, with UCC 1-308. Well, I guess everywhere, because most governments use the Uniform Commercial Code. But again, the corporation. And the minute you show up, you're already in default. You can't win on those things, like a traffic ticket, because the minute you submit to their jurisdiction, you're wrong.
Well, it says it in the word, Stash, doesn't it? Contract. Con, you know, like mm-hmm. a lag, or like somebody who's deceiving you. It's a con trick, or they call it contract. So, yeah, you are right.
Basically, that's it. And they have all kinds of sneaky little tricks to bring you under their jurisdiction. For instance, just the simple word understand. In their terms, in legal terms, it means to stand under their jurisdiction. And if you say you understand, you're admitting to their jurisdiction. It's that simple. The courts are just full of this, and all courts are private corporations. Each one has a Dun & Bradstreet number. Each one files a yearly Securities and Exchange Commission annual financial report, comprehensive annual. You can go and you can find all this information online. But the main thing to realize is that you're not dealing with law, you're dealing with business. That's over. Old radio term. Over?
Over and out. Yeah, that's good, Stash, because I once questioned both of you guys in other shows of, you know, how do you drive that car with that driving license without getting, you know, into trouble? How do you, going to different countries without a passport, that sort of thing. How do you divorce yourself from the birth certificate and so on? And you came up with great answers. Are the people doing anything about it? This is the annoying bit. There's only a few people around the UK and the US who are actually actively using these things that you teach us, you know, on a daily basis. I think in Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland, they're getting more clever and they're listening more to what they find on the internet from the US. But there are a lot of websites saying, you know, one comment today about commercial lien, you're bonkers, mate. You've been watching too many US soaps, or you've been, you know, listening to too many US people. No, you have a perfect, Judge Curry has a perfect argument about the commercial lien and the commercial salvage lien and the habeas corpus. Troy, you know what you've been telling us, and Stash, absolutely 100%. I've tried some of these methods, and I'll just tell people, I'll give you one small example. I had a tax problem last year, it might have been this year, but I think it was Troy, somebody advised me roughly what to say, went in there, said it that way, it was thrown out, and I didn't owe this £7,000. So it does work. You just got to listen. If you don't know what to do yourself, listen, because I think the biggest problem is, and this is why people ridicule what we're trying to do, is some people do it the wrong way and they get themselves into trouble, or they get egg on the face and they look silly. And that's why these ideas get bad names. But if done right, you can win. Over to you, Troy.
That is true. You know, what a lot of folks don't realize, let's say that you've been cited. Some officer has written what's called a writ of attainder, which is basically a citation, and handed it to you, and you signed it. Well, even if you don't know all of the neat little tricks that you can use to sign it, to reserve your rights, all of them, the fact of the matter is that that contract binds you to a much larger wealth of information, not that I would call it a wealthy thing, where all of a sudden your signature equates to you being bound to potentially hundreds or thousands of statutes. And that contract can be challenged if you do go to court. You can say, well, sure, I signed the ticket. I didn't reserve any rights, but I still don't understand how this court has any power to hold me to a contract in which I wasn't given full disclosure of the terms of the contract. I wasn't given equal consideration. I'm in a room here where this court has the duty, obligation, and responsibility to ensure that restitution for injury has been done, and yet I'm not able to face my accuser because my accuser doesn't live in the flesh. My accuser is a legal fiction. And what I have here is agents of that agency who are orating for that dead body called a corporation. In other words, they are corpse orators. And you need to challenge that for sure. Anytime you end up, even if you did make the mistake of signing one of their writs of attainders, you really need to never go into a courtroom as a defendant unless you know you've done something wrong. But in a case where there wasn't a flesh and blood injury or damage to some flesh and blood entity's property, you need to go into those courtrooms as a belligerent claimant and turn it on the court and say, I am here to challenge your status and jurisdiction, and you're going to tell me how it is that you charging me with this minor infraction allows you to commit an egregious crime against me for a statute violation that I wasn't even aware of. In other words, in Latin speak, why would I authorize this court to commit a malum in se, which is an egregious offense, against me for an ordinance violation, which is a malum prohibitum or a statute violation. So people just need to learn a little bit about the law. They don't have to learn 66 and a half million statutes or anything like that. They really need to bring it down to what is the highest status and jurisdiction. and that would fall on natural law. And that begins with two questions. Who got hurt or whose property did I cause any damage? If we're not talking about that and I can't face my accuser, you're wasting my time. And I'm certainly going to waste your time because I'm not going to pay a ghost. I'm not going to be caused injury by an artificial person or a legal fiction or a corporate entity. And I'm sure not going to allow agents of this agency to hide behind their fictitious status so that they can't be held accountable in the flesh and blood.
And
that's
of course,
that's some statement.
You follow that up with that you have to, as you brought up, Andy, people, you know, they fail at this. This is because when you're dealing with this kind of thing, you have to cross the T's and dot the I's, and you have to go in without fear. There's a guy in Canada who's been fighting this for quite a while. He's been in and out of jail, Dean Chambers. And he says, if you're not having fun with this, you're doing it wrong. The thing to keep in mind is that the minute you challenge their authority, a thing happens they call estoppel. They have to stop. They cannot proceed until the issue of jurisdiction is solved. And another thing to keep in mind that goes with this is you have to know their terms. For instance, you said getting in trouble for driving without a license. Well, I don't drive because according to their codes in the UCC, a driver is someone who gets paid for operating a motor vehicle, which is classed as any vehicle used for commercial purposes. John Q. Average running up and down the street for their own private person is not getting paid to drive. When you register your car, you're giving them legal title to say, yes, this is now a corporate car, and we can tell you the rules for driving it. But what they don't do is there's no compensation for the contract, and that is a contract in that they don't insure the vehicle, they don't maintain the vehicle, they don't fuel the vehicle, and they don't pay you to drive it. So it's a null and void contract right off of the bat. So these are but the main thing is fear. People are afraid of the government. This thing with you can't fight City Hall. Excuse me? Yes, you can. But as your great leader Winston Churchill said, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. If you don't grab the bull by the tail and look the problem straight in the eye, you're never going to fix it.
Good comments there, Sash. And I will, you know, encourage people, you know, don't have fear. If you're not sure what to do, it's obvious, you know, ask somebody else. That's done these liens. I know Judge Curry and Wendy Green and Dawn Kennedy from the US, and there are lots of people who have actually done these liens, and I believe Bart has done the liens over in Aberdeenshire. It just takes a bit of courage, a bit of thinking, and a bit of patience, and you will win. I mean, let's face it, and maybe Judge, I'll ask this question later on to the judge. Maybe that, you know, the whole remedy is not about getting the millions of dollars or the millions of pounds, you know, on a commercial lien. It's actually just really getting satisfaction at a very high level of your complaint being dealt with, you know, or your issues, your remedy. You know, people, I don't think, want the money, but the money does scare the governments. Like I said over here, we've got two cases here, Patrick Coyle. You know, he issued a commercial lien, they put him in hospital. Wendy Green, she issued a commercial lien in a child case, they put him in hospital and now jail. And, you know, all that is absolutely bonkers. It's a bit of paper. What are they scared of? the judge can answer that question later, but just keep going onwards and upwards, guys.
Sure. You know, what these corporate entities are afraid of Well, first off, a corporate entity can't be afraid. The agents that speak for that corporate entity are the ones that are afraid. So they create these policies that allow them to go out there and basically do the equivalent of raping and pillaging and plundering as if they have any right to do so, and they call that law. Actually, it's color of law, but a statute never trumps law, ever. And people don't know that because they think that when Officer Friendly pulls out his little pocket press book and reads a statute from that little book, that that's the law. Well, it is not. It's an interpretation of a policy. The agents of that agency feel good about going out and doing what would otherwise be considered causing somebody harm for personal gain. It's really frustrating. You know, we need to realize that the corporate entity by nature is criminal because no one can be held accountable while agents are able to hide behind that artificial entity, that artificial person.
Absolutely.
The main thing
is that is in terms of education, but we've definitely got to get the idea in our heads that we shouldn't be filing complaints with departments, for example, or you know, making claims against legal fictions. You know, I shouldn't be trying to, for example, instigate a lawsuit against a state or a county or a nation or anything like that, because if I've been injured, nobody else gets injured. You can't hurt an idea. I'm sorry, generally speaking. And any ideas that are not beneficial to virtually all aren't ideas worth having and should be dishonored, discredited, if not decimated from the think space.
You know, one of the hardest things that you have to deal with is you have to get back to the original root cause, that ignorance of the law is no excuse, and they're not going to teach you. So the hardest part for most people is that they have to make an effort. They have to step out and educate themselves. And it's not that hard, but like in America, people are so used to having everything handed to them, it's crazy.
Here's a good way to think of it. Statutes don't apply to the living. They apply to the artificial. The law applies to the living. So when you start talking about law should be something that everyone over the age of 10 should have their mind firmly wrapped around conceptually, so they can represent themselves in a matter should they be called before a community or a jury or a judge or what have you. And so, you know, people going, well, I shouldn't be driving without my seatbelt, I might get cited. What they ought to be doing is doing what they want to do, right? And if they do get pulled over for a seatbelt infraction, basically saying, hey, look, you can go ahead and try and extort money out of me for not wearing a seatbelt, which, by the way, I don't have a contract with your department, and I know that that's a department policy, so you might not want to write me that ticket, because really what you're effectively doing is memorializing your seat as, you know, as complicit in constructive fraud.
Yeah, well, that's got that little bit out of the way. We didn't know it was going to get a two-hour show after this. That's why we're running out of time on this one. I mean, we can still go into quarter to the hour, or we can just have a little break until top of the hour, which is probably more beneficial for people to get their coffee and whatever. Just Curry will be on top of the hour. I've had comments on Facebook saying, why, Andy, are you misleading the public on these commercial liens and what you've been talking about? Not misleading. People are just scared to call in, to debate, to listen, to try it out. There's no misleading going on here. This is, you know, they commented on the judge is not a real judge. Well, he may not be a real judge, but we'll call him judge because he's our brother, and, you know, people are who they are, you know. I'm Andy, we've got Choice, Stash is Stash, you know. It doesn't matter what your name is or your identity or your title, it's the fact that you're trying to help people. So, yeah, the next show link is out there on Facebook and all the groups. But if you're listening for the first time, go to Freedom Talk Radio on blogtalkradio.com, or just look at Andy Peach's Facebook page, Commercial Leans. It's all over the place. So, yeah, we'll probably do that then, guys. We'll come back in half an hour.
All right.